Mark McCloskey retakes possession of AR-15 he held to ward off BLM protesters. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 3, 2025. Mark McCloskey was able to go to the police station and retake possession of the rifle he held on June 28, 2020, as he and his wife, Patricia, tried to keep protesters from their home. Breitbart News reported Mark held an AR-15 and Patricia held a pistol and they stood in front of their house as protesters marched through their neighborhood. An investigation was opened on June 30, 2020, centered on the couple's use of guns to protect their property. Less than a month later, police seized the AR-15 which Mark was holding on that fateful day. Mark now has his rifle back. Mark posted to X, "It only took 3 lawsuits. 2 trips to the Court of Appeals and 1,847 days, but I got my AR-15 back. We defended our home, were persecuted by the left, smeared by the press, and threatened with death, but we never backed down." He told Fox News that gun may have only been worth $1,500 or something, and it cost me a lot of time and a lot of effort to get it back, but you have to do that. You have to let them know that you will never back down, you'll never give up. Mark expects that Patricia will be able to retake possession of her pistol this week. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.